Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is one of the most popular talk shows here in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual program in the world with over 140,000 listeners in over 70 countries. Today's show will be really incredible. We have from 2 to 3 p.m. I have a fantastic, fascinating doctor, Dr. Kyra Rocha from the Bahamas. He's one of the world's most interesting and fascinating natural health doctors specializing in acupuncture, hypnosis, feng shui, and ancient Chinese medicine techniques. He's a fascinating man, and I know you really like his interview. Then the following hour, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, along with the Biggleson brothers, Adam and Joshua Biggleson, the sons of Dr. Harvey Biggleson. They will be here in the studio live giving a joint interview on how our thoughts can create physical reality. It's amazing, and how we can use this information to make ourselves happier and healthier. They'll also be giving a free presentation at the beautiful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Bookstore, Spiritual Center in Tacoma this Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's free, but donations will be requested for the Moto Peace Project America. And if you can come, that would be great. I want to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I want to thank so much everyone who supported the program, including Kiko in California, Antoinette Connell in England, Marku in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Rod Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma, and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program would have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, designing my website, finding wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting the show, and of course my angelic and earthly family and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I also have a spiritual mentoring program for those interested in learning how to contact their spirits and angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And you can also call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793, or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. And I want to thank everyone so much listening today for sending lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer about 4 or 5 months ago. I want to tell everyone the good news. His cancer is nearly gone, and his doctors now expect him to have a full recovery. And in large measure, it's because of your light and love sending it to him. He's made a complete turnaround. So I want to thank you so much, as well as the thoughts and good thoughts you've sent to my friend Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. Dr. Mount, now he had some health problems, but he's feeling much better. And I want to thank you so much for sending him as well your love and light. My book, Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done. Former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer wrote the foreword, and the book is now available for just $20, which includes shipping. And for an autograph book, please contact me. Email me. I'll be happy to send you a book. It's to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The book is all about humanity's bright, beautiful future, as well as what would have happened if Jack Kennedy had lived. It's a fascinating read, and there are also many messages from Nostradamus, Jack, and Bobby Kennedy on what our future is like. I want to thank everyone so much coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference earlier this year. It was a big success, and I'll be having another one, my fourth annual conference, on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Steilacoom Road, southeast in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And I also want to tell you that Dr. Rocha, Kyra Rocha, who's coming on my show here in just a few minutes from the Bahamas, has been invited to be a keynote speaker as well. So I'm really looking forward to having him there. He's a wonderful man. I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts three times a week in the Seattle area on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22. It's also available on YouTube, either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. There are now nearly 50 episodes available on YouTube. And with that, briefly, I'd like to mention a few upcoming events. The first event is, of course, on Sunday, September 3rd, Mitch Kohayashi, the Moto Peace Project, and who I call the Blood Brothers, Adam and Josh Beagleson, will be giving a joint presentation at the wonderful Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. The title of their presentations are How Our Thoughts Create Reality, the Katsuzama Vibration Hado Machine, and Holographic Blood. The cost is free, but we will be asking for donations to benefit the Modal Peace Project America. Then next week, from September 7th through the 12th, I'll be sponsoring a trip to beautiful Mount Shasta, California, which includes Telos and the Hollow Earth. Mount Shasta is a very special place and contains many vortexes and portals. We'll be camping right next to one of the entrances to Telos in the Hollow Earth. And in June, a few months ago, I took a small group of people to Mount Shasta, and many of us actually went into Telos and the Hollow Earth. If you'd like to come again if you'd like to come along with me to Mount Shasta, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can just call me anytime at 509-750-9793. We have some spots available, and the cost for the trip is just $200 and includes free dry camping right on Mount Shasta in one of the most beautiful places on this planet. We'll be meeting Diane Robbins, who's written many beautiful books on Telos and visited the Hollow Earth many times. In addition, Michiko Hayashi will be giving a very special presentation at the Mount Shasta Library from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 10th, on messages from water based on Dr. Omoto's wonderful research. Also, there will be four or five psychics joining us on this special spiritual trip, including Leigh Kerr from Melbourne, Australia, whose specialty is to contact the Yahweh or Sasquatch in Australia. So I know she's going to have a good time there contacting the Sasquatch, and they will also be there on Mount Shasta. They've been there every time we've been there. Briefly, I also wanted to tell you, from October 26th to the 29th, there will be a wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. For more information, please see their website at www.waterconference.org. One of the speakers at the conference will be Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington. He's not only one of my favorite scientists, but he also does wonderful water research, and his laboratory relies on donations for support. If you'd like to send a donation to Jerry to support his wonderful work, please email him at ghp@u.washington.edu. And just before, I know Dr. Rocha is on the line now from the Bahamas, but I'd like to bring in briefly Carolyn White, a wonderful aura reader from Olympia, Washington. I'm going to have her say some prayers for the people of Texas, Bangladesh, and Florida for all the flooding they've experienced. And also, I'm very, very happy to say that I have Michiko Hayashi from the Moto Peace Project, who just flew in, actually, from Tokyo via Mexico City to be here today. And Michiko, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Thank you, Ted. I'm sorry I have a cold. I lost my voice, but I'm happy to be here.
Okay. Eric, if you see Michiko's voice here, could you please give it back to her? But anyway, I know you'll get it back eventually.
Thank you.
So with that, we'll get Carolyn White on in just a few minutes. But there's been so much flooding. It's been such a terrible shame in Texas. And I'm told there's also been a lot of flooding in Bangladesh and Florida that our media have not talked about. But with that, what I'd like to do is give some beautiful prayers today for that. Carolyn and Jerry White, in my opinion, are one of the best aura readers here in the United States. They do fantastic aura photography. They'll take a picture of you, and they can tell you whether, all kinds of things about your aura. And they also give a psychic reading along that as well. And with that, what I'd like to do is to bring Carolyn White on from Olympia, Washington. Carolyn, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon to all of your wonderful listeners, and good afternoon. Ted, thank you for having me on
today. Oh, I love
today.
I always love having you on, Carolyn. And our friend Michiko is here, too, but she's lost her voice. If you see her voice down there, could you please keep it for her, and you could give it to her later?
Find it for me.
I will certainly do that. We'll go have a voice hunt here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I went with Carolyn out to the ocean here a couple days ago, and I made a recording of what you said out there, which is very profound. Unfortunately, Carolyn, there was so much wind you can hardly hear it, so I won't be able to play it today. So I'd like to you, if you can, to go time traveling back 2 days ago to what you said about the water and to saying a prayer for the people in Texas and around the world who've experienced water damage.
Okay, let me just put myself back there. Okay.
I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot or anything.
it was such a beautiful day out there. We've been having so much warm weather and pollution here in the greater Seattle area, and it was so refreshing to be out by the ocean. And in remembering that there are people around the world, like you said, in Houston, Bangladesh, there's even been flooding in Ireland, in Nepal, even in Windsor, Ontario. Mm. So water has been working to purify. And I think what I was connecting with at the ocean is water. Well, of course, Mother Earth is 70% water.
Right.
We're also 70% water. And what happens is that whenever there's a, if we have a disease, we have something that is poisoning our system, one of the best advices that I can give anybody, a lot of times doctors do this too, is drink plenty of water. How many times have you all out there heard drink plenty of water? It helps flush the system. So what Mother Earth is also doing at this time is helping to heal. There's been so much division, especially in the United States and even other places over the world, whether you're left or right, black, white, green, purple, whatever. And I think that because water is all about emotion. We are actually in a 1 year, because 2017 adds up to 10, which is 1. And 1 in the Feng Shui, traditional Chinese medicine, is water. Water is all about the emotion. So what is happening now, and I think collectively, is that people are crying out and saying, there's something amiss. We want to heal, and we want to heal these emotions. Mm-hmm. And like every drop of water in the ocean is like a micro universe, we also are like the drops of the ocean in our lives into Mother Earth. And like our cells, we have trillions of cells, and each one of them have water. So there's this great connection there. And I think that that was what I was going into before we launched into doing a prayer for healing for water. And we did the water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us. Please say it,
water,
my friends around the world.
Water, please forgive us. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you. Let's do it twice more.
Okay, water, and sometimes I say, water, please forgive us first. Water, we are sorry. But to me, it's when it's coming from the heart, it's water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
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 Water, we love 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 you.
And this is the thing that when we are healing, because the motions that are going on right now around the world, it's not only Mother Earth is trying to heal what has happened, it's bringing attention to this oneness
right.
that we all want.
That's such a beautiful statement. Carol, I'd like to switch to Michiko now. Michiko has a 528 hertz tuning fork with a special healing crystal. And Michiko, could you please play that? And as you do it, if you can, hit it three times, and it'll send love, the vibration of love, all over the world.
All right. Well, thank you, Carolyn. I still don't have my voice, so I'll just hit it, okay?
I'll find it for you.
With that simple little sound, we just sent love and light to more than 70 countries all over the world, and we hope that this will help heal the tremendous water damage in Houston, Bangladesh, Florida, and Windsor, Ontario. Carolyn, I need to go on to my guest, and I want to thank you so much for coming on today. What is your website, please, so people could contact you if they like?
It is www.chakracoach, that's C-H-A-K-R-A-C-O-A-C-H .me, or they can reach me at www.carolyn, carolynwhite.com. So that's carolynwhite.com.
Wonderful. And for people here in the Northwest, when's your next event so people could actually physically come see you?
We are going to be in Elma. There is a wonderful Harvest Moon Symposium that is occurring on the 9th and the 10th of this month. So that's next week. And there's going to be, besides Jerry and I will be doing aura and chakra photography, I'm also going to be one of the keynote speakers on Saturday, and there's lots of other just wonderful people there with crystals, healing, connecting with all of our intuitive wisdom and things for healing this particular planet. And I think that healing yourself and just really making this place a wonderful world. So we're so honored to be part of this Harvest Symposium, which,
wonderful,
like I said, is in Elma at the Grays Harbor County Fairgrounds.
Wonderful. Elma's located about 25 miles west of Olympia, Washington, or about probably maybe 80 miles from Seattle. Well, Carolyn, I need to go on to my client in the Bahamas. He's been waiting, but I want to thank you so much. You were so sweet to come on today and give these beautiful prayers for the people
and
around the world.
Thank you very much, and love to everybody, and gratitude, and remember to honor water, because water is part of us, is part of Mother Earth,
right,
and to say the water prayer every day. It doesn't matter. Just hold a glass of water. You can, if you go out to Elma, you can go another about 40 miles and go out to the ocean,
right,
and listen to the wisdom of the ocean and all of the beautiful energy that it holds for all of us. So thank,
wonderful,
you very much, Ted. Mitzi, love you, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, Carolyn, have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay. Thank you.
And with that, I've been keeping my friend Dr. Rocco patiently waiting here, and he's in the Bahamas, surrounded by water. Cairo, are you there?
Hi, Ted. I'm very happy to be with you again, and Michiko and your listeners. It was such a wonderful experience we had recently in Santo Domingo. I'm very happy to be back with you.
Well, you know, you're one of the most incredible people I know as far as healing. And the thing about you too, Dr. Rocha, is that you have a lot of different things you draw upon. You draw upon feng shui, acupuncture, ancient Chinese medicine techniques. And when we saw you, your presentation there in the Dominican Republic, you went through a slide presentation of various hand movements done by the people like Buddhist monks in the Buddhist religion. Could you explain a little bit about that, by the way? That was fascinating.
Yes. They call them mudras, M-U-D-R-A-S. Mm-hmm. It's basically mudras. Mm-hmm. They are ancient Hindu practice of, attaining calm, relaxation through certain gestures and movements of the hands. Mm-hmm. We can always say that yoga of the hands, or finger yoga, mm-hmm. if we can say that. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting the way it came to me. I wasn't thinking about it. About a few years ago, I went to Dharamsala in northern India.
Oh, yeah.
To study Tibetan medicine. Mm-hmm. It was an old dream that I've been thinking since my early days when I was studying acupuncture in Japan. Mm-hmm. I knew there were some courses for foreigners, but it didn't happen all the time. It was occasionally. So I was waiting until years later when I left Japan, I got this message saying, it's happening next year. You're welcome to come. So I went, and there I was. I spent some time in Dharamsala, where the Dalai Lama lives in his center. And I was observing everywhere I went some deities, some statues, some pictures of, Buddhas and all the deities with different hand gestures. Mm-hmm. So it was how fascinating this. Forgot about this. And then by the end of the course, I decided to go to Ladakh, which is the Indian Tibet. Mm-hmm. It's way up in the Himalayas. Mm-hmm. And my first night, I was in a hotel by myself. It was early season. I was the only guest in this hotel. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I decided to look for my suitcase, open my suitcase to find a plastic bag at night. And when I opened my suitcase, out came this book. About mudras, and I had no idea, Ted, what this book was doing in my suitcase all the way to India.
Wow.
So fascinating. So I just look at it and just look at some pictures, some gestures, and went to sleep. Mm-hmm. Well, I woke up in the middle of the night, wide-eyed in bushy-tail, as they say here in the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, all that made sense to me.
Oh, wow.
It was as if I was downloading an information because I put that together with the Chinese medicine knowledge that I knew, plus the Tibetan medicine, and everything began to make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I realized that those gestures are no longer not only to induce tranquility or relaxation, but they had a meaning.
Wow.
You can use for healing. Mm-hmm. You can use for cures.
Wow.
That's how the whole idea came about. That's why the presentation in Santo Domingo came about.
Wow, that's amazing. I have to remind you of a quote that Professor Einstein used to say. He said that God doesn't play with dice, and things happen for a reason. There are no coincidences, and we live in a deterministic universe. So that book falling out of your book, out of your suitcase in the middle of the night, was meant to be. You were meant.
Yes, I can say. As I said, mm-hmm. a coincidence is God smiling behind a cloud, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, you have a fascinating background, Cairo. You also have a background in acupuncture as well. And Michiko wanted to ask, at your clinic there in the Bahamas, do you apply Chinese medicine and acupuncture and other techniques at your clinic?
Well, basically, I started, the very first thing I studied was color therapy. I was still in Brazil as a student. was geology. I was studying geology.
Uh-huh.
And in those days, I was already fascinated by the stones and the colors.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to Japan, which it's a long story. One day I'll tell the whole thing. It was a long story.
Mm-hmm.
I come across this samurai. It was an old acupuncturist in Brazil, mm-hmm. and he had to study with the samurai descendant.
Oh,
was
wow.
an acupuncturist,
mm-hmm.
and because he was dying of cancer,
mm-hmm.
he needed to find a student to pass his knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So he went, after the war was just over, so he went to Japan and learned everything from this master.
Mm-hmm.
And this is precisely the master I met in Brazil that encouraged me to go to Japan many times.
Wow.
Until I decided to go. But it was, so I studied acupuncture in Japan and other therapies such as shiatsu and other therapies
mm-hmm.
in Japan. Mm-hmm. And, but as I was going to getting deeper into it, I studied with different masters, mm-hmm. other techniques,
mm-hmm.
Because my understanding, Ted, mm-hmm. when you go to a place far, far away, you go for basically three reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, to connect,
mm-hmm.
disconnect, or reconnect.
Mm.
So in my case, I felt so much at home that mm-hmm. I felt like I was reconnecting with something. So, and after that, I started, you know, Tibetan medicine, some Chinese, in an attempt to recreate or to have like some sort of belt of therapies that I could offer to anybody
when
that needs help.
I have to tell you this little story, and I want to share it with you, Cairo, is that when I saw you in the Dominican Republic recently, the message I got, of course, I'm a psychic, and I get messages from the other side all the time, but the message I got is that we all knew each other, including Michiko, back during the Atlantean times.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, and you were a healer back then. And what's interesting is where you live, of course, in the Bahamas. You mentioned to me at the time, Cairo, that particular area where you are in Nassau, in the Bahamas, there's actually part of ancient Atlantean healing area. Is that right? I think you told me something about that.
Yeah, that's right. And my idea, the fact that I'm here, it goes back to my childhood, I think I shared with you.
Right.
When I was very young, I think I was mm-hmm. 7 and 8, I used to mm-hmm. tell my friends and my family, I have a house in the Bahamas.
Wow.
I had no idea what I was saying. I
sure.
didn't know where Bahamas was, but mm-hmm. I kept saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, when I met my partner in life, Karen Finhorn,
mm-hmm.
I found out she was from the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
And that's the reason why ultimately we are here. But the interesting thing is that there is, according to old tradition, the understanding that between Nassau, where I live, which is the capital of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and Eleuthera, which is another island,
mm-hmm.
That's where this the area where the healing temples of Atlantis used to be.
Mm.
So all this area here was basically healing temples.
Wow.
I can always see from my window now.
Oh, and, my goodness.
And as such, this healing energy has remained, is
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known this for a while, that talking to somebody who's been here for quite a while and said, I think it applies to everywhere, but I say in relation to these waters,
mm-hmm.
that nobody comes here without a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are a tourist, whether you come to live here, whether you're resident or born here,
mm-hmm.
there's so much healing in this area, in these waters, that all it takes is, basically they say, if you stay in the water for 18 minutes, it heals basically amazing aspects of you, your life. But it's all about healing, those waters.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And I have to tell you that since you've been on, actually started with Carolyn, but it's intensified now. We have this beautiful white light in the studio, and the whole studio's lit up now. I think the station actually could probably save in their electricity bill by just shutting off the lights, because we have this all this angelic light around us right now. And I want to thank my angel friends who are obviously here, and I appreciate that so much. I appreciate that. So
my pleasure, if I can contribute with anything.
Well, I have to tell you, during my next hour, Michiko, I hope she'll be able to talk a little bit, hopefully.
I hope so.
Hi, Kara.
Genki desu ka, Michiko?
Genki desu. Arigato. Koe ga denaku narimashita. Gomen nasai.
I'm sure my listeners in Japan knows exactly what they just said. So, well, I'll be having the Blood Brothers on. You're welcome to stay on and listen if you like, Cairo. You may want to add some things if you've got the time, because they do this kind of the same thing that Dr. Moto used to do, but they do it with blood, and they use it as a way to evaluate patients to find out what's wrong with them and how they can be helped. So it's
wonderful.
Yeah, they're coming on the air here in about a half hour. They'll be here in the studio, and they're based here now in the Seattle area. But now, when you were living in Brazil, you did some fascinating things, including having your own acupuncture school. Was that right? You had an acupuncture school?
Yes, that's also a very interesting story, because this master that I mentioned to you that mm-hmm. studied with the samurai, mm-hmm. Who encouraged me to go to Japan, right. He kept in touch with me. He used to call me. In those days, it was kind of quite a challenge to call me a call from Brazil to Japan. And he used to call me very often to see how I was doing. And he said, I have a school. I'm about to retire, but I'll be waiting for you. And I would like to teach in this school. Mm-hmm. And then he kept saying that. So when I returned to Brazil, he said, I would like you to teach in my school. And I said, well, I've never taught anybody, so I'm kind of shy. I don't think I can. Well, he kept asking me. Finally, I decided, okay. And you know what? The first class he asked me to teach mm-mm. for all MDs, all doctors, mm-hmm. and all people from the health department were there, and mm-hmm. he told me to teach. So that was my initiation.
Oh, my goodness. How wonderful.
And then I stayed. So finally he retired, mm-hmm. and he was going to close the school. I said, no, I'll take over, because there were so many students there. They were so happy mm-hmm. studying. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take over, and for 7 years we ran the school.
The seven-year cycle. Amazing.
Yes.
The
yes.
seven-year cycle. Often people, absolutely. As you know, they go through what's called a seven-year cycle. Like 7 days of the week, they'll go through like a relationship for 7 years or multiples of seven, 14, 21, 28, 35.
That's fascinating, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is. It is fascinating. I've had numerologists on my show together before, and they're pretty amazing. But I know my listeners out there have probably many questions about acupuncture. Is it to ask I ask a dumb question. Is it based upon different pressure points in the body? So, for example, if you put a pin, for example, on your hand, it actually affects another part of your body, and you can use that for healing?
Well, basically, what I because of my background in mm-hmm. Eastern medicine, uh-huh. I like images. Every time I teach, I like to use images, because they convey the message much better than any words. Mm-hmm. But just imagine, Ted, that you're watering your plants with a garden hose, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And the water stops flowing. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the hose and see what's going on, mm-hmm. only to find out there is some bend, some kinks, as we say here in Nassau, mm-hmm. all the way down the hose. Mm-hmm. So what we normally do, we go there and straighten up, and water starts flowing again. Mm-hmm. So likewise, we have this network of energy. There is some channels connect to the heart. There is a channel connect to stomach. Every organ, there is mm-hmm. there's a line of energy connected to it. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. as you might guess, if the energy is flowing beautifully, the organ, their function will thrive and the person will be healthy. Mm-hmm. But if there is some kinks or bends or something clogging up,
right.
There, it won't be long before we start feeling some manifestation of that.
Sure.
Which we call dysfunction. It's mm-hmm. not yet a disease, but it's a dysfunction. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And another way I can show it to you, Ted, is that by applying acupuncture different points, mm-hmm. it's almost like a code, mm-hmm. almost like a language that your body can understand. Mm. By applying acupuncture here and there, is like telling your brain or your body, do this, do that, uh-huh. move blood here. You know, it's almost sure. like a language
sure.
that your body can understand.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Amazing. Amazing. If you can, could you share a miraculous healing story using your non-traditional techniques?
Oh, yes. It was a fascinating. It happened today, actually. One of them is like this young man is English. He was living in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. He was having an extremely painful shoulder. Mm-hmm. The right shoulder, and he had this, had gone through all kinds of therapies, and it was still, the pain was there. So I look at him, and because I've been doing this for quite a while, it's almost like a detective work, but I've been doing this for 30 years, so I kind of had a feeling what the problem was. So I realized that the problem wasn't the shoulder, the problem was in his hip.
Oh, wow.
The hip bone. Mm-hmm. So I just put one needle, a single needle, a gentle needle in his hip, mm-hmm. and ask him to move his shoulder, and his shoulder started moving again.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And he jumped and said, amazing, I don't believe these things, mm-hmm. so I have to think that God really exists.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I wasn't expecting that reaction.
That's wonderful.
It was a good feeling.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I have to ask you, and I want to ask you a question, too. When you went to Ladakh, in northern India, to learn about Tibetan healing techniques, what kinds of things do they emphasize? Do they emphasize energy healing, changing your consciousness? I'm just fascinated, just curious about that.
Well, one thing that I, Ted, before studying Tibetan medicine, mm-hmm. I always believed that Chinese was the one that encompassed the most, mm-hmm. because it deals with emotion, mm-hmm. mind, body, okay? Mm-hmm. But when I studied Tibetan medicine, I realized that Tibetan medicine, they go one notch higher or further, mm-hmm. in that they encompass compassion. Mm-hmm. So we have all that plus compassion.
Beautiful.
And as a result, every time a Tibetan healer goes in the fields to collect a herb, to prepare the medicine, there is always a mantra, there is always a prayer. Mm. The idea is that prayer, that mantra would infuse the herb, would infuse the medication with that beautiful energy that whoever is taking it will take that as well. So that was the most fascinating discovery for me, this concept of compassion.
That's amazing. I know that that's the whole tenet of the Emoto Peace Project in spreading love and gratitude around the world to make this world a better place. And also too, it's amazing you've added that to in your own practice, thanks to their techniques. That's because, amazing. Yeah,
I remember that.
Here's Michiko.
Yeah, I remember that Dr. Emoto took the picture of water crystal from the word compassion. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most beautiful crystals that we've obtained, mm-hmm. and it shows how beautiful compassion is, how important it is. For
beautiful.
Our own health, environment, for everything.
That's wonderful, Michiko. Yeah. Thank you for sharing this with me.
Sure. I'm so happy that Tibetan people really go further to Chinese medicine. It's really beautiful.
Yes. And you see, because of everything that happens to them, as you know, you think there would be like suffering people, but no, they're most smiling people you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. They're so happy, their smiles, because they have a rounded face, rounded head, mm-hmm. and it looks like the smile takes over.
Oh, how funny. That's beautiful.
I went to the monastery where the children study to become monks, and they're so happy, and they're smiling all the time, and it's a really... really privilege. And you know why they have those flags that are called prayer flags, the Tibetans? I don't know if you've seen.
I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they normally put them in temples. They were flying, right?
Right.
The idea is those are prayers. Always something good for other people, not for themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that the wind will take those prayers away to the world. Yeah.
I lived in India back in the late 80s, early 90s, and I remember going up to Ladakh and seeing the prayer flags. And they said every time it fluttered in the wind, a prayer was sent to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw all these flags. I mean, they were just everywhere.
Yes.
And eventually, of course, the wind would keep flipping them back and forth, so there just would be these strings in the wind. But they would they would send all this, and that would be an idea too. Love and gratitude prayer flags, Michiko, where you could put those out for people. Yeah. You could make them up and send them up for prayers to heaven, sending love and gratitude around the
wind. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I might say that I had the privilege of meeting Emoto Sensei, Dr. Emoto, here in the Bahamas.
Oh, nice.
I was so happy that I made that, had the opportunity to talk to him. It was a wonderful experience.
Wonderful. And you were able to talk to him in Japanese, weren't you, because you'd spent some time in Japan?
Yeah, that was the reason why, because I went to the yoga retreat here, the Shivananda, and Dr. Emoto was there, and I made a point of going there and attended his lecture. And in the end, because I go there very often and teaching seminars and things, so they knew me, they know me. So they introduced me to Dr. Emoto, and we spoke in Japanese. And then they asked me if I could drive him, take him to the hotel. So, of course. So we went talking all the way to the hotel. And one thing that he was such a good, sense of humor. And we were talking, laughing. And he said, you know what I'm happy about? Say, what? Because my wife has the money. So all I have to do is to teach what I love.
That's funny.
She finances everything. She
takes care
of everything.
That's right, even now.
That's
so
great.
We went laughing most of the time.
That's funny. That is so funny.
Well, you are lucky that you met him in person, because he's in the higher dimension now, so physically we can't see him anymore.
Yes, and so you, Michiko. What a beautiful mission you have.
Well, thank you.
To carry on his footsteps, and you have such a wonderful energy. It couldn't be a better person to carry on his work.
Well, I feel honored. Thank you.
Honto.
Arigato gozaimasu. I remember that last year in the same conference in Dominican Republic, that was in Punta Cana, you were talking about herbs, how to treat people, how people can receive benefit from herbs. And I thought it was very interesting.
Oh, yes. Basically, that time I was, because my talks, and normally either to Montreal or Dominican Republic, they basically reflect what I've been doing in my office. I get so excited about something, so that's how I prepare my presentations.
That was Montreal last year that
yes.
I saw. Oh, I see,
And the thing is, there is a presentation normally I like to show people. It's called the Law of Signatures or Doctrine of Signatures.
Really? What's that?
Yeah, it's a beautiful ancient concept, especially Paracelsus was one of the first ones to talk about this in 17th century, 16th century. Mm-hmm. Is that the way the plant manifests in the world, the form, the shape, the smell, it gives a hint what this plant is good for. Okay.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So look at, for instance, dandelion, the dandelion, the plant.
Right.
You have the flower, you have the roots, and you have the plant itself. So when the roots are good for deep-seated problems of the physical body.
Okay. Interesting.
The plant itself, it's for the organs, it's for the... it's for all the aspects of your being. And the flower is for emotions, right?
Wow.
If you work with emotions. And that cotton-like, I don't know if you know dandelion, there's something fluffy that you blow in the fields.
Oh.
It's so ethereal. It's part of dandelion. This is for mental issues.
Interesting. My cat's name is Fluffy, too.
There you are.
So that's...
Yes. Another thing is, look at the carrot. If you cut a carrot and a sliced carrot, you see that it looks just like an eye. And it's precisely what it's good for. So there's lots of vitamin A. It's wonderful.
That's right. That's completely fascinating. Absolutely.
So this is, I have two workshops. Two presentations on that alone. Because it's so beautiful. Locks of Nature. And I keep saying people about the carrots. Have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses?
Never.
Mm-mm. Never. So that's
that's funny. That is so funny. Well, if you had a red tomato, the red color, is that color of love and it's good for your heart?
Hearts, precisely. And if you cut the tomato in a sideways, you see that they have chambers exactly like the heart.
Oh, that's amazing.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
That's true.
That's amazing.
And you know the lycopene, which is the tomato has lots, is wonderful for the heart.
Uh-huh. Fascinating. Fascinating. Yeah. What this begs another question. What about cabbage?
Well, cabbage is it's to do with uterus. Is to do with all this, the aspect of the tummy, especially female physiology.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like an uterus. It looks like it's holding something inside. Mm-hmm. It's holding something very precious. Mm. So in a way, it reminds you of a uterus, uterine, you know, aspect of the ladies. Yeah. And they're beautiful things. Like, for instance, you can think of like walnuts. Mm-hmm. If you look at a walnut, it looks just like a brain, doesn't it?
Yeah, actually, you're right. That's
just
incredible.
Like a brain.
That's incredible. What about white potatoes? Because white's the perfect spiritual color. Are potatoes the perfect food?
Yeah, anything that is white, it has to do with the lungs in Chinese medicine.
Mm.
The lungs respond a lot with white potatoes or. Mm-hmm. Or you know, it could be even like mushrooms,
right.
Or things that's white. Mm-hmm. They have a tremendous relationship with the lungs.
Wow.
So there is also this Chinese medicine aspect to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only physiological, but also energetic as well.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Amazing. I've learned so much today. This is fascinating.
It's my pleasure. I could be talking in a whole day.
I know. So much knowledge. I remember you were talking about the plant cedar last year.
Cedar, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I thought it was very fascinating because it has something to do with Alzheimer or something, you said?
Yes. This is fascinating. This was last year's presentation, Montreal. Uh-huh. I was talking about the cognitive function.
Uh-huh.
Like a memory.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how powerful the essential oils are.
Mm.
I have a friend. She lives in actually not far away from you in Oregon.
Oh,
okay. That's
Ashland?
Close.
Yeah, Ashland. I forgot the name.
Ashland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She created this dome. It's a... that she covers the person with a small, like a tent.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And the person stays there breathing the essential oils. It's amazing results.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I've known, for quite a while is that, as you know very well, when you smell something and you retrieve a memory from way, way, way back, don't you? It's like if you smell like a cookie, right. Your mom, it brings back to grandma's kitchen.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Or pine tree brings you back to Christmas.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the memory, it's like by
it just comes back real quick. It
comes back to you.
Yeah. Right.
And this memory, it's very powerful. The smell is the first memory that we have from 0 to 10 years of age. It's basically our memory is based on odor, smell,
right?
So that's to say it's the only sense we have that's directly connected to the brain. It doesn't go through any other path.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, when you smell something, it brings back your memory. So using this knowledge, we know that, like for instance, rosemary essential oils, it increases 75% of your brain capacity.
Wow.
Really?
Memory. Yeah. It's not me saying, it's like, I think it was University of Newcastle in England has just shown this. That's 75%.
That's incredible. That is incredible.
That's very high.
That's just amazing. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing.
Yeah. And so is cedar and so is sage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Sage. Uh-huh.
I'm learning. All my listeners are learning so many fascinating things today. Oh, and Cairo, my friends, Joss and Adam Biggleson, who I affectionately call the Blood Brothers, just walked in to the studio, and I want to welcome. This is Dr. Cairo Rocha. He's from the Bahamas, a fascinating gentleman.
Nice.
And anyway, we'll keep talking. How about this? I have to ask you. The yellow of bananas. What is the banana itself? What do you think that is good
you
for?
Interesting question, Ted, because mm-hmm. you say when you think about watermelon, you don't think about the green aspect. You think about the red inside,
correct,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you think about the banana, you don't think about the white inside. You think about the yellow, right?
Okay, true.
So that's based on that, the color that impresses on you, the color that comes to you is the most healing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain. The yellow color of a banana has a tremendous affinity with the stomach and spleen.
Right.
That's why they're very good for digestion.
Mm. Oh.
So if you want to have, like when we were in Santo Domingo,
right.
I don't know if you remember, for breakfast, we used to have those green bananas.
That's right, the plantains. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, plantains.
Plantanos.
Fabulous. So medicinal.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have a potassium deficiency from the illegal chemtrail spraying by the U.S. government in eastern Washington, where the heavy metals have come in and taken the place of potassium. So it's slowly getting purged out of my body, But bananas are essential because if I don't eat at least a banana a day, I end up with leg cramps. But the plantains, the bananas are so beneficial. And also, too, the yellow is God's healing light. That's what I remember. Ancient Egyptian doctors 5,000 years ago would instruct their patients to visualize golden light around their ailment, or the doctors would do it, and that would really help because yellow is a healing light from the Supreme Being.
Absolutely, Ted. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Especially it's connected to the third chakra, mm-hmm. which the third chakra, Muladhara, that means that it has lots to do with empowerment. Mm. It has lots to do with taking charge of your life, and also to do with digestion system as well.
Mm-hmm.
So by using yellow and strengthening this area, it could be yellow colored foods such as squash, bananas, mm-hmm. Oranges and pumpkins and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also if you surround yourself with yellow. And I also, there's something I prescribe for people. When people call me over the phone, I have this, what can I do? So what I normally say, if the problem has to do with, let's say, it's a child having cramps,
right,
a young child or a person having problems, I always recommend to drink yellow water from a yellow container.
Oh, wow.
You're kidding. That's amazing.
That is interesting.
Yes.
That's fascinating.
You can get this from two ways. This is what my knowledge of color therapy before I went to Japan that uh-huh. came in handy later on.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's what you do is, if you nowadays you can find a yellow see-through container, which mm-hmm. is easier.
Mm-hmm.
But in those days, I recommend if you don't find that, you just get a cellophane paper, the colorful one.
Right. Uh-huh.
And you wrap a container with that. Put some drinking water, leave it out in the sun for 1 hour, and this water will be charged with that color.
Uh-huh.
And then you can do whatever you want with that. Make a tea, drink it. It's so powerful. So powerful.
Incredible. Now, the chamomile has a very calming effect and helps people sleep at night, and that's also yellow, I think.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And chamomile has a very close affinity with children, especially young children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For any kind of problem that child might have, I recommend either to maybe the best if you can find a chamomile oil.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's...
That you can rub around their tummy and that's... heals everything.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, I'm very happy to say that I've invited Dr. Rocha to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next year, and I also want to invite my dear friends, the Biggleson Brothers, to my conference next year as well. It'll be March 9th, 10th, and 11th of 2018 in a place called Harmony Hall. south of Olympia. But Cairo, we've got about less than 2 minutes left, and I'd love to, if you don't mind, if you're not busy, you may have patience, but if you wouldn't mind just hanging on for just a little while, because I think what you'll find with our dear friends Josh and Adam Biggleson, they have some fascinating things to say. And if you'd like to hang on, if that's okay, with Eric just to keep him on?
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
Okay.
All happy to be here.
Okay, wonderful. We've only got about 30 seconds left. My, how time flies when you're having fun. Could you please give out your website and an email where people could contact you, Cairo?
Yeah, basically my website is Bahamas Acupuncture. It's very obvious, isn't it?
Okay, that's easy.
Bahamas that's Acupuncture. And my email is Cairo R, like the capital of Egypt, C-A-I-R-O-R again, Cairo R, at Coral Wave, one word, Coral, Coral Wave.
Okay. .com. Okay, wonderful. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Cairo, please hold on, and we'll be back on the air in just a few more minutes with another wonderful interview. Please hold on.
My pleasure.